Okay, welcome back to Mythbusters. We're up to myth number 38. Learning today is sponsored by Lori Steinreich in memory of her father, Yochanan ben Shimon Aharon, and by Ronnie Stern in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel by Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yirmiyahu ben Yispayol, Shetehi Nishmasam Tzuros B'Tzura Chaim. All right, something which was asked to me recently and is relevant in my own life and probably many people here, and that is, what is the deal with naming after two different people? Does that in any way diminish the naming? Because in the end of the day, it's really not naming after either person. We just named our son after two different grandparents, and the name Shlomo Pinchas is neither of our grandfather's names. So should that be avoided? What's the deal with that? Okay, so there is an opinion. The Chazon Ish is like the leader of this opinion, that he's against in general having two different names, and also even more so against naming after two different people. Ironically enough, he had two names, Avram Yeshaya, although he didn't name himself. Unfortunately, he never had any children, so we can't like bring any rios from his own life. But he said that it's better not to have two names, and certainly not to name after two different people. It's a good article by Rav Aryeh Leibowitz about this. The Noda Behuda points out that already in the days of the Tanaim and Amoraim, we don't find anyone really with two different names in all of Shas. Interesting story from the Maharshal, the Amshal Shlomo, who said there was an argument between two parents who to name after. One grandparent was Meir, one grandparent was Yair. Each parent wanted to do their own grandparents, so they settled on Schneier, which is like two, Meir and Yair each are like a light, or, so Schneier is like two lights, Schneior, two lights, and that was a compromise. But you see from there that like, there was no option to just use two different names. They should have done, Meir, Yair, Yair, Meir. Maybe that was a fight. That's why they settled on Schneier, because they didn't know who should be first. But there are those who prove from that, earlier on, there was not such a common custom in Tanakh, for sure, of having two names. It was all one name. This is where the Chazon Ish is coming from. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe and others say, like, nowadays it's not usher. It's very common, and people aren't going to listen to it if you say to only use one name. So people use two names. There is a raya brought from this week's Parsha that using two names from two different people, or changing a name in any way, undoes the naming. Like, it's no longer the name of the person you're trying to name after. So at the end of Parsha's Matos, when the Torah is talking about different cities which were captured in name. So the first city was captured by Novach, and the Torah says, Vayikra la Novach b'shmo. And they called it Novach in his name, after Novach. And then the next city was captured by Yair, and there it says, Vayikra eshen Chavos Yair. Right? Chavos Yair, famous name. And they called them Chavos Yair, but it doesn't say b'shmo. It doesn't say the name of Yair. So Rav Aaron Lim Steinman quotes that this could be like a source of the Chazon Ish, that by Novach, when the city was called Novach, it said Bishmo. It was in his name, and that was his name. But by Yair, when they named the city Chavos Yair, so then the Torah doesn't say Bishmo, because it really was no longer in the name of Yair, because once they added in Chavos, so that changes the name, and you can no longer call that named after Yair, because then it would have been named Yair, not Chavos Yair. So this could be where the Chazon Ish is coming from. Again, it's very interesting, but it's not accepted. It's not a halacha either, but people do use two names all the time. A counter argument to this is brought by the Das Akin of the Balei HaTosfos, who say that Yosef named his son Ephraim after Avram and Yitzchak. Avraham referred to himself Va'anochi Afar Va'Efer. I'm like the dust of the earth, so Efer is Ephraim. Avram called himself Efer. And Yitzchak, who was put up on the Mizbeach to be sacrificed and burned as an Ola, was also viewed as Efer, like ashes. So Yosef named his son Ephraim after both Avram and Yitzchak with the name Efer. So you see from here that Yosef himself named after two different people, two different grandparents, Avram and Yitzchak. And he changed the name, to Efer, Ephraim. And he still viewed that as like naming after Avram and Yitzchak. So again, the minhag, it's like one of those things, it's not a Shulchan Aruch in it, but the Chazon Ish was against it. You can bring a raya, interestingly, from this week's Parsha, that adding on, changing a name at all, changes the name. Rav Eliezer Silver goes to the extent that if you take this to the, you could suggest that even a person who has the name Yitzchak Isaac, like my own father, could then name his son Avram Yitzchak, because it's a different name, Yitzchak Isaac versus Avram Yitzchak. We are definitely not makil on that. We do not view it as a completely different name. And then we're also, lenient on the other end, that we would allow one to name after two different people, as is done all the time nowadays. So there is that opinion of the Chazon Ish that it should be avoided, and perhaps some are machbid for that. But very often to generate shalom bias and to allow more people to be named after. So it's just, unless you're having like a dozen kids, like it's just more efficient to use multiple names in one naming. And that seems to be the accepted common practice nowadays.